I may never discover the truth about the attack on the Nuangbao. It has been said that the Taglian tribune, Pao Subir, misunderstood his orders. Others, like me, believe Mugabe was responsible. Maybe because he suspected the Nuangbao of looting his stores. I know he knew some had been plundered. He found out right away, because he sent soldiers down to see if any water was getting inside. By questioning a few Jaikuri prisoners, he discovered that no locals were crowing about snatching a ton of food. Two, somebody in my outfit might have shot off his mouth again. Whatever. Pao Sabir's cohort, with transfer replacements to bring it to full strength, attacked the Nuangbao. The Tribune can't testify. He died early. In fact, a lot of Taglians died during the attack. But reinforcements kept turning up, which is why I believe Mugabe engineered the massacre. I knew nothing about it at first. I had located no listening posts outside our perimeter. I had no way of making sure my people would be secure out there. And where we bordered the Nuangbao community, there was no reason to doubt that we would receive ample warning. Tai Day was, as always, nearby. I had gone to the top of an enfilading tower to stare at the nighted hills and brood. Would help ever come? Lately, no news at all came in from outside. Plenty of people wanted to leave. I could hear some of them out there now, willing to take their chances with the Shadow Master. Fickle folk. A little hunger and stress, and they forgot all about liberty.
What is that?
Tai Day astonished me by asking a whole question. I was amazed. I looked where he pointed. Looks like a fire.
That is near Grandfather's house. I must go.
More curious than suspicious, I said, I'll go with you. He started to argue, shrugged, told me,
Do not suffer any spells. I can't care for you.
So the Nuangbao knew about my blackouts and apparently suspected they were epileptic. Interesting. Tai Day surely learned plenty just standing around with his ears flapping and his jaw tight shut. My guys hardly noticed him anymore. Nowhere was the water yet deeper than halfway to my knees. But it grabbed my feet when I tried to run. And Tai Day was in a hurry. He was sure something was wrong. And he was correct. We ran through that alley where I had stumbled before and had plunged into hell. For a second I thought I had run from Dejigori into another nightmare. Taglian soldiers were dragging Nuangbao women and children and old people out of the buildings and throwing them to soldiers in the street. Those soldiers hacked and slashed. Their faces were distorted with the horror of their actions, but they were out of control, far past the point where they could stop. The flicker of firelight made everything seem more hellish and surreal. I had seen this before. I had seen my